If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about the fact that the year is winding down. We are closing a chapter, 2025, and this is the perfect time to ground yourself or root yourself in this process of shedding, or like a spiritual shedding. So I'm going to be talking about that in this episode. But first, I want to let you know two things. Number one, on December 17th, did I say that right? December 17th, yes. I am going to be in community with the Brown Girl Self-Care Community. For those of you who want to take this conversation further that we're going to be discussing today, we're going to just have a Zoom session and be in community with each other, talking about what 2025 taught us. Like, what did 2025 kind of like teach us about ourselves, about what we're trying to navigate, et cetera. And so I'm doing this with other Black women, and I'm creating this, or trying to foster this sense of community, because when we are in community with each other, your life can change. Listening to other Black women share, just even sitting in a space with other Black women where you don't have to mask, pretend, you know, fake who you are, or your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, how you feel. That is the type of safe and nurturing environment that every Black woman deserves to have. And so I am offering this space for free. Okay. All you need to do is show up, bring a journal, bring an open mind, be ready to just share. That's it. So I will drop the link in today's show notes if you would like to join me. Again, it's December 17th on Zoom, so you don't have to go anywhere. Just come as you are, all right? The second thing that I was going to say is that, girl, perimenopause is kicking my booty. It has been rough over here. So if the things that I'm trying to say or communicate don't come out as succinctly as, you know, I would like for them to, just charge to that, because, girl, I'm tired. I am so tired. And I'll just leave it at that, because I don't want to make that the point of this episode. But if you are in a similar place where you are navigating perimenopause, you know exactly what I am talking about. I'm tired. I am so tired. All right. All right. So let's go ahead and dive into today's episode, because, again, as I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, obviously, you and I know that 2025 is coming to a close. First of all, thank you, God, for allowing us to be here to experience this full closing of a year. I know that we're a few weeks out, but God willing, we'll all still be here December 31st, 2025, obviously, as well as January 1st, 2026, right? But again, this is like I know the end of the year is a time, like specifically this time of year is a time to push, to be more, to do all the things, to try to wrap up all the things that we maybe didn't necessarily have a chance to do, or didn't have the energy to do, or just plain didn't want to do it during 2025. But I feel like December, winter, this season, the end of the year, it is the perfect time to just align ourselves with basically what nature has taught us, and that is to use this time as much as possible, okay? But to use this time to get grounded, to slow all the way down, to settle in, to release, to shed, okay? And so that is what this episode is about. Now, you know, I want to explore, like, how to let go of, I guess maybe, let's just say, like, some of the masks that you and I, we both wore all year and step into 2026 again, just rooted in ourselves, our truth, who we are, who at our inner core, who we are that makes us valuable and worthy and beautiful, right? So this episode is going to be about just shedding. It's about shedding, okay? Because I feel like when we allow ourselves to shed, and not from a place of like trying to be or do all the things and be all the things, it really gives us an opportunity to tap into restoration and reclaiming who we are and refilling our cups in recovery, okay? So the first thing that I would say as we wrap up 2025 is that one of the masks that I have worn, and I know that some of you have as well, because you tell me, you know, maybe not in these exact words, but you tell me that the mask that you have been wearing pretty much all your life, if not just 2025, is that you shrink yourself. You don't allow yourself to tap into the parts of you that are free and big and bold and abundant or creative or, you know, just the way that you naturally are you with when you're not under like the white gaze or even the male gaze, or you're not trying to play the respectability game, which we all have played at one point or another in our lives, usually out of necessity. But, you know, some of us, we have held ourselves back. We've held ourselves down because we don't want to be judged. We don't want to let people down. We don't want to rock the boat. We know that we live in a world that has certain expectations of Black women, of Black people, of women, okay? And so we internalize these messages, and it really affects who we are. It affects who we are, how we think, the actions we take, the things that we do. We just shrink ourselves in a variety of ways to fit into these respectable little molds that the world has told us this is the only way that you are, quote unquote, safe as a Black woman to be, right? So we internalize these messages that tell us how we need to dress, how we need to speak. Do we have to have a smile on our faces? How you choose to wear your hair, how productive you are, how, you know, like all these things that these expectations have been thrust upon us. Every time we take on someone else's expectation of us, it does something to the spirit. It does something to the spirit. So if you've been questioning why you don't feel as worthy, I would love it if you reflect back on 2025 and just think about ways that you may have shrunk yourself, maybe not really tapped into or walked into that full version of you that may be loud or bold or quirky or dresses a certain way or says certain things or has certain thoughts, right? Just another thing, in other words, the things that make you you that may be outside of the quote unquote norms of what is expected for a Black person, a woman, a Black woman, which we are all three, right? So to me, this is a way of thinking of how you can decolonize your self-worth and, you know, recognizing that this way of being, this outline, these rules, okay, these rules that have been laid out for us to be a quote-unquote good woman or a good partner or a good mom or a professional woman in your job, in your career, or, you know, obviously we always got to be the strong Black woman. We always got to be the strong Black woman, right? These rules and laws, they were not created with your best in mind. They were not created with your better good in mind. They were not created with your joy in mind. They were not created with your authentic self leading the way in mind. Okay. It was not these rules, this blueprint, this framework, they were not created for you to, for your spirit to thrive. Like that's not what it was. This was just a way to control the narrative or control, you know, how we moved in society. So they set the standard for what was acceptable. And even though times have definitely changed and we see change happening every single day, it's not that a lot of us are still running on that programming, because that programming is so very deep. It's not like you just woke up one day and you just had this idea, oh, I'm gonna fall in line and be a good quote-unquote, I have to make sure I say quote-unquote, all right, but a quote-unquote good Black woman and, you know, all these things. These things go back for decades, for centuries, all right? So it's not that you just one day woke up and you had this thought to do certain things a certain way. This goes back generation to generation to generation to generation for decades, for centuries, all right? So as you're thinking back on your 2025, ask yourself, like, what did I wear, like, this mask of shrinking myself in 2025? I can almost guarantee you that the answer will be yes. And you want to ask yourself, like, in what ways? How did you shrink yourself? How did the mask in this sense of, like, lessening your this idea of your self-worth through the lens of the white gaze, or even, like I said, the male gaze, like, what did that look like? When did you say yes to something where it was really like a no? When did you speak a certain way when inside you're like, oh, I hate doing this? When did you wear your hair a certain way when inside you was like, this is just not me? Or like, your productivity, how productive were you and what things were you doing even though inside you're like, I'm tired, I don't want to do this, I'm exhausted, this is dumb, this is not what I want to do, I feel empty inside following these rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying? Like, just kind of like think back on that, all right? Think back on that. And again, this month, 2025, December of 2025 is the perfect time to be doing this, kind of like a releasing or a shedding, kind of like a purge, if you will, right? Because again, these ideals that you have, these are not things that you just magically came across. These behaviors are ingrained. These beliefs are ingrained. And if you are shrinking, or if you found yourself shrinking in 2025, I truly believe that this is one of the reasons why. Just masking and putting yourself, your innate desires of who you want to be last. A lot of times we do this for survival, but we have to remember that these things don't necessarily serve us any longer if we are determined to live from a place of more liberation, all right? So we have to figure out ways to exist from a place of being our true self, exist from a place of being our whole self, versus, I guess, falling in line or believing that these external expectations are the right way and the only way for us to live our lives, right? Okay. All right. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I would say is, so now that you have determined kind of like what masks you might have worn in 2025, or how you were showing up in ways that you really just did not want to show up. And now you're like, okay, I've created some space to release that or put that mask down. And self-awareness plays a big part in this. We've talked about self-awareness on the podcast before, but self-awareness is everything. Some of us, we can't even get to a place of self-awareness because it just feels so uncomfortable or feels so hard. I know that for me, and there's a variety of reasons for that. For me, one of the reasons why self-awareness was hard in the past was I had just gotten comfortable being in a place where if I didn't have the self-awareness, I could continue to have certain beliefs about myself and life and my family, and just kind of be, kind of like ignore ignore the real reality of why I was doing some of the things that I was doing, why I had some of the thoughts that I had, why I had certain habits and practices and routines that I had. So once I really got to a place, plus it's sometimes self-awareness can be very, very scary. It can be hard and it can be scary. It can be liberating too, but it can sometimes be very hard and very scary. But yeah, having having a sense of self-awareness, not from a place of judging yourself, being hard on yourself, putting yourself down. Like, I'm not talking about that kind of self-awareness where you are harshly criticizing yourself, where you are putting yourself down, you know, making yourself the bad guy, the enemy. You know, we can't afford to be our own enemies. And I know that some of us have been our own worst enemies for a very long time, a very long time. That is not a way to root yourself in joy and liberation and wholeness and wellness. But having the ability to bring more self-awareness into your life, it can be a game changer, right? So yeah, now that you have, or as you're doing this, you've created some space to kind of like start shedding some of the masks that you might have worn in 2025 after you've done some reflection and things like that, you may feel like, well, okay, now I've done this self-awareness. I've started doing some healing work. I've shed some of the masks. I'm taking up more space, or I'm ready to take up more space. I'm ready to, like, whatever your things are, okay? You can fill these in with any words, but I'm ready to live more boldly or walk in my truth. I'm ready to preserve my peace. I'm ready to be my authentic self. Like, whatever the case may be for you, all right? You know, there is space for you to reclaim a part of yourself and reclaim some joy, right? There's a space for you to, I guess, return to your roots, return to who you truly are inside. Some of us don't even know who we really are inside. Some of us really don't even know, like, for a very long time. And this is still something that I'm like, well, who am I? But some of us, we don't even know who we really are, like our inner self, because we've been told who we are. We've been told to do things a certain way. We've been told, like, and we learn to mask so quickly. We learn to mask so quickly and to stuff down our feelings, to stuff down who we really are, to stuff down our joy, our peace, our sense of self. I mentioned on several podcast episodes that for a very long time, I was self-abandoned. I didn't have like a sense of self-trust. I was disconnected from myself. I was just disconnected from my power, disconnected from my joy, disconnected from who I truly am, or I guess technically who I truly was. I didn't have a sense of, like, a positive sense of self. So as you're starting to shed, you know, this or these masks, for, you know, for lack of a better term, saying it over and over again, but as you start to shed, you know, you have to figure out, what am I going to replace it with? What am I going to replace it with? You know, in other words, how are you going to get back to the real you? How are you going to get back to the core of who you really are? And that can be like self-discovery can really be a special place. And, you know, these systems of power, I don't know if you know this or not, but these systems of power they thrive when we are disconnected. These systems thrive. These systems of oppression, they thrive when we don't recognize we have a voice. These systems of oppression thrive when we don't recognize that it is okay for us to do things differently. These systems of oppression thrive when we are not dialed in to who we really are at our core, okay? These systems of oppression thrive when we are not rooted in culture and community when we don't know our history. And that's something that in 2026, by the way, I really want to take a step further for me, because there's so much of our just overall history that there's so much that I still want and need to learn. And it can be overwhelming for me because there's just so many things that it's easy for me to just be like, well, there's just a lot of stuff. So I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm going to shut down. For me, overwhelm means shut down because there's just so much for me to learn. But I want to learn more about our culture. I want to learn more about our history. I want to learn more about politics. I want to learn more about liberation. There's a lot of stuff that I want to learn. And that actually is a part of me tapping into who I am. I just have to do it carefully, because as you start to understand who you are, it can be very easy for you to kind of go overboard. Like if a part of who you are is, let's say a part of who you are is a reader. And let's say the system stripped that from you because you don't have time to read, or you weren't taking time to read. You were doing all the things. Maybe you were people pleasing, or I don't know, you weren't able to set boundaries. So all the free time you had went to other things, that kind of thing. But inside, at your core, you were a reader. Maybe you were reading. You remember reading when you were like 5 years old or 10 years old, and you had all the books and you had all the time to read. But over time, it just lessened. It got less and less and less. So it can feel good to tap into that part of you where you're like, okay, every Sunday, I'm going to spend 3 hours reading. I'm going to have a glass of wine, da, da, da. Where it can get overwhelming, at least for me, and so I have to be careful, is rent is my largest monthly expense, and it likely is yours too. So why shouldn't it feel more rewarding to pay it while also being an opportunity for us to earn something back? Now it can be. Introducing Built, the rewards program designed for renters who want to earn something for their largest monthly expense. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood wherever you call home by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know that I sent you. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I've done this before. If you looked at my Audible right now, you would probably shake your head like, sis, what's going on here? What's going on here? Because there are books I haven't even, you know how Audible has like the little deals, it would be like 99 cents for this book or whatever. I have books upon books I haven't even had the opportunity to read yet. Because my love of reading causes me, my love of learning and having access to information can sometimes cause me to go into overwhelm, where I just buy all the books, or I try to read all the things, or I try to learn all the things at one time. It's not like a systemized approach, and so it can be overwhelming. So if that's you, as you are reconnecting with who you are, on the inside, you know, try not to allow it to overwhelm you, because sometimes we feel like we have to make up for lost time. And you're like, oh, I got to do all the things now. I've lost out on 5 years. Let me go and take all the classes, read all the books, take all the, you know what I'm saying? Watch all the shows or whatever it is that, it, you know, it makes you you. But you don't have to do that, sis. You can take a gentle approach to it, something that makes more sense, so you're not overwhelming your nervous system, because there are many ways to overwhelm your nervous system, right? And we don't want to do that as we're shedding, because that's just putting us back in that cycle of masking, right? You feel like you have something to prove. You got to be productive. You have to know all the things so that you can be the smartest person in the room, da da da. But there's a gentle way to incorporate, you know, the things that you love as you continue tapping into who you truly are at your core. Okay. So ways to do that, ways to kind of like, I don't want to say fill the space as in once you release, you're empty, because you're never going to be empty. Who you are is who you are. Okay. But if you want to reconnect with your inner self, some ways to do that could be just, again, connecting with the culture, learning more about our ancestors, doing some ancestral research, learning more about traditions. That's something that I definitely want to do as well. I want to do all the things. What else? Allowing yourself to be creative, maybe picking up something that you haven't done in years. You know how you think back and you're like, I used to love doing X, Y, Z, and I don't know why I stopped. Have you ever said that before? I know that I have. So it's like just kind of like remembering, getting yourself to a place of remembrance of the things that used to light you up and make you happy or make you feel joyful or just make you feel good, right? So maybe it's getting back into a hobby you used to do. I remember that I picked up skating. This was like 4 or 5 years ago, child. I can't do it now because I'm in my 50s, so I don't want to fall and break something, but I would love to be able to skate. I don't know if it's safe for me to do so, but that would definitely be something, an outlet that if I were a little bit younger, I would try to get back into, because I feel like at my core, I was someone who really loved to skate when I was a child. And yeah, I know that there are people that are in their 50s that are skating, but I don't know if it's safe for me because I'm not the least... clumsy person on the planet. Spending time in nature is a way to connect and figure out who you are and what you want. Girl, simply taking time to breathe, that's another way to connect with yourself. Obviously taking time for rest and relaxation and joy and that kind of thing. These are all things, and these are not the only ways, but these are some things you can do to, again, I guess, feel the space. Even though, again, you're never going to be empty, but fill that gap, if you will, as you start to shed some of these parts of you that were not you. Because all of these things, believe it or not, even though they're not necessarily connected, I guess, these are all things that are going to help bring some clarity and some peace into your life. Doesn't matter what you do, but as you do it, I promise you that these things are going to start to bring some clarity, because when you connect with things that are innately you, the clarity starts to come as well. The peace starts to come as well. The joy starts to come as well. All right. So I would say that just taking some time to tap in. You know, get still. What is your inner self saying? What does she miss doing? What does she want to do? Nothing is off the table. If something lights you up, it lights you up. You don't have to take anything off the table. You don't have to be practical as you're thinking through these things. You don't have to say, I could never do that. Even though I did say that about the skating, I just cannot, I can't bring myself to do it. I just can't bring myself to do it. But other things, sure. but realistically speaking, nothing is off the table. Nothing is too crazy. Nothing is too above me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is too, oh, that's so silly. That's so corny. That's so this, that's so that. Take those labels off. Take the labels off. Take the barriers off. All right. You just want to figure out what things, when you think about doing them, bring a sense of peace, or you're like, oh man, I would love to try that. And it's not like you have to stick with these things as you move forward. It's just the fact that you are willing to be open to trying them. All right, just being open to trying them. There's going to be some things out there that are really going to nourish your inner self, but you can't get to that place of nourishment until you try some things. Old things, new things, things you've forgotten about, things you've never heard of. You know, it's okay to explore and do that to understand really who you are and what really feels like you. Okay, so start doing these things now if you can, not from a place of productivity, okay, not from a place of hustle, but it's just that, you know, it might take a little time to figure out what these things are. But once you get going, you know, you're going to be planting some beautiful seeds. And I promise you that those seeds that you start planting, they're going to come to fruition, if not 2026, at some point. You know, you can't rush the bloom, you know, you can't rush the journey or rush the path, but you've got to start somewhere. Okay. So as you're releasing, think of some things that you can, I guess, reclaim or I guess treat as a part of you or treat as your own. All right. All right. And then the last thing is just thinking about how you can, I guess, bring it all together, but not just for December. We're talking about moving into 2026, right? How can you integrate the release? How can you integrate the bloom? How can you integrate taking off the mask? How can you integrate finding joy or being rooted in your authentic self? Again, not just for December. The things that we are talking about, these are not transactional things. Your life is not transactional. You are not a transactional being, okay? So these things that you want to be thinking about are these things that you are doing, even though how you do them, I guess, may be quote unquote transactional, but it's not actually the thing. It's what you get from the thing, if that makes sense. And that's never transactional. Being able to liberate yourself, that's not transactional. Steeping yourself in joy, that's not transactional. Understanding who you are when you are in a place of being, that's not like a transactional kind of thing, right? So you're going to have to, as you're going through this process, as with anything, you know, you're going to have to figure out some boundaries, because as you release, you know, it's going to be so easy for your mind, your body, like to be like, to go into panic mode and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this. So you're going to have some boundaries around these things, as well as allow yourself to be brave, even if these parts of you or who you are trying to become feel a little scary or feel different or feel new, because new can be uncomfortable. So you might have to be a little brave as you navigate this part of your journey, right? But all of this is adding up to you living from a place of honoring your authentic self, right? So honoring your authentic self means like making choices that honor your inner self or your innate self, even if other people don't like it, even if other people question, well, why are you doing that? Or why are you doing that way, right? Or why do you think this is okay? Or how dare you change up? You used to be this way. Now you're doing things like this. You know what I mean? Everybody's not going to be agreeable. Everyone's not going to understand. Everyone's not going to be okay with whatever things you start to shed and release. All right. But if you look at, keep the bigger picture in mind that as you release, you're able to grow more into who you really are, you know, and keeping that as your why, keeping that as your GPS, you know, that is one of the ways that you get closer to just living more fully. Right? So when you think about boundaries and making choices, yes, it may mean you have to, when I say release things, it also includes people. You might have to put a little gap or a little bit of space between you and people that just want to keep you in the same place they met you in 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, and they don't want to see you change at all. They don't want to see you change, and they are fighting it tooth and nail, and they don't have the capacity to see that you are doing your best to bloom. You may have to create a little space there as you start to implement this path or to integrate some of this stuff, right? It also means you're going to have to give yourself permission to be brave. You're going to have to give yourself permission to change things up. You're going to have to give yourself permission to try and to make mistakes and to be confused sometimes and have complete clarity other times and to evolve and have some bumps along the way and some hiccups along the way and hit some peaks and hit some valleys and, you know, to prioritize your peace above all else. That's a major one. That's a major one, right? But you have to allow yourself the space to do that. You're going to have some boundaries, sis, as you start to shed some of the stuff that no longer serves you and to make some hard, sometimes not all the choices will be hard, but there likely will be some hard choices along the way, right? Because again, or not again, but as you shed, you are releasing parts of you that no longer serve you, but you're releasing parts of you that people have become accustomed to or that people expect you to be or to do. So yeah, it can be tough, right? But now is the perfect time to start thinking about these things. Again, we're in the month of December. There's, as of this recording, maybe like 22 days left in this calendar year of 2025, and things are starting to slow down. We've had Black Friday. We've had, what else do we have? Gosh, we had Black Friday. We had Cyber Monday. I know that Christmas is not quite here yet, and I know that many of us are out there shopping and, you know, trying to make things nice for the holidays, and you're taking your yearly annual pictures and buying gifts or, you know, doing those type of things, getting the meal plan ready, and maybe you're traveling and things like that. But I want to encourage you to, as you are going through this hustle and bustle of the holidays, don't forget yourself. Because it's so easy for us to do that. Don't forget yourself, right? Take some time this month. Just like I said in the last episode, I was talking about making time, like your spirit said, go sit down somewhere. This is kind of like a continuation of that, but you've got to take some time for yourself. You have got to take some time to be still. You have got to take some time to reflect. You have got to take some time to rest your body, rest your mind, rest your spirit. This is what winter is for. And though there are some things in winter that are still out there growing and using a lot of energy and stuff like that, like I just found out something about evergreen trees, the reason why they don't brown or the leaves don't shed is because, like the evergreen trees, they do, there's some process that the evergreen tree has where it, what does it do? It like closes down. What the heck is this? What did it do? Now, this is something I read up on like maybe 2 weeks ago, so I'm going from memory here. But the evergreen tree stays evergreen in the wintertime because it shuts down some biological part of itself to where it no longer needs a bunch of like energy or resources or something like that. And when it does that, that's how it's not using a lot of energy to maintain. And so that's why the leaves stay green, whereas other trees, you know, maybe, I don't know, oak trees and what other kind of trees are there? I don't know. But, you know, the fall trees, they release the leaves because they are trying to preserve their energy. So the leaves, they just got to go. That's my understanding of it. But, you know, a lot of stuff in the winter, it does go dormant or into a slower mode or into cozy mode or into hibernation mode or whatever you want to call it. But this is the perfect time to align yourself with the overall mood of this season, which is winter, which is what, December and January and a part of February before spring starts popping off. This is the perfect time to get quiet in these weeks of winter. And you know, it's not just about ending the year 2025 with a bang, which is great, but this is you making time or taking space to determine like what your 2026 can be like as your full self, as your authentic self, as your whole self, as your more healed self, as your happier self, as your more clear self, okay? That innate inner self, being able to walk that thing out in 2026, that's a beautiful thing, right? So yes, you are deciding right now kind of like how you're going to end the year, but you're also tapping into future self when you take this time that you and I are talking about. You're tapping into future self, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, I think that's all that I had. Let me see. I think that's all that I had. So yeah, keeping that in mind, just being able to release and step into yourself, it's a beautiful thing. This is a part of healing. This is a part of self-care. This is a part of blooming. This is a part of our journey of reclaiming just who you are reclaiming who you are outside of society's lens or society's expectations of who you should be as a Black woman, right? And this is an ongoing process. This is not something that will magically just, you'll have all the answers overnight kind of thing. This is a journey. Like life is an actual journey and we have to take it step by step and allow things to unfold, allow ourselves to unfold, allow ourselves to learn and explore and uncover and thrive and win and make mistakes and, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, this is a process that you're going on where you're going to be allowing yourself to unlearn what it means to be the, I don't want to say fake as in like a, because I don't want to give a negative sense, but just the, I'm going to use the word fake, but this is an opportunity to unlearn the fake you and the fake habits that you may have been carrying around for years out of survival and to really come into your own and learn who you really are, all right? So as we wrap up this episode, you know, I want to remind you that one of the most liberating things that you can do for yourself, for us as Black women collectively, so like for our community, for our elders, for our ancestors, for our spirits, is to be your whole self. You being authentically you, that is like the best thing or one of the best things that you can actually do, right? Just living and rooted in that liberated, joyful, self-trusting, confident, worthy, loving, rooted version of yourself, one that doesn't shrink, one that is not afraid to be herself and not afraid to be bold, right? That's a beautiful thing. And when we all get to that place, keep in mind that our power is individual and it's also collective. So when we are able to get to that place, it really changes the game for ourselves and for, you know, collectively other Black women, all right? So yeah, that's it for this episode. I again want to remind you about the Soul Care Circle that I am hosting on Zoom. It will be on December 17th. I believe that the time, look at me, I'm just stumbling. I told y'all, I'm tired. I'm surprised I was able to get through this episode. But again, it's December 17th. I believe it's at 7 p.m. Central Time. It'll be on the link though. So don't go by what I'm saying because I can have the time totally wrong. But we're going to be diving more into this, and we're going to be doing it in a safe space. So if that's your jam, I want you to come hang out with me, all right? And we can make this a way to end 2025 on a very rooted note, all right? All right. So girl, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Let me go ahead and get off this microphone because your girl is tired. Have a blessed week, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.